Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Wednesday, the 22nd of July. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Wednesday's podcast. Our reading today is 2 John, chapter 1, verses 7 to 13. This week's theme is Godly Purpose. And we can continue to consider today, as yesterday, the two great foundations of our faith, truth and love. Listen again to John in the last part of verse 6 from yesterday. He said this, "As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." Here's a reflection for today. At the end of yesterday's reading, John says that we are to love one another, verse 5, and then to walk in love. And you know, I just love that phrase. I always have done. Walk in love. In the original, in the Bible, it actually means walk in love. And that's why I want it as our focus verse today. As followers of Jesus, love should be the focus of our lives. We need to study it. We need to discuss it with family and friends and church community. We need to consider it every day, and most importantly, to experience it, then practice it every day. In fact, every day we are called to walk in love. So how do we walk in love? Well, verse 5 tells us we walk in obedience to his commands. In other words, we put into practice the truth. We heard that yesterday, and simply do what Jesus calls us to do. So you might say, Mick, what does Jesus call us to do? Love God, love others. Prefer God and then prefer others. Choose to follow God and then choose to be a blessing to others. It really is that simple. It's just so hard to do sometimes, isn't it? You see, that's why we need to hear God's word every day and receive his Holy Spirit in our lives every day and be in community with friends who we know will encourage us and challenge us on our journey through life. This is the reason we began these podcasts at SDC all those years ago. Sunday church is great, and indeed it's vital, it really is, but it's never enough. Every day, if we are to grow as disciples, we need to hear God's word in our lives and to offer then our worship and prayers if we are to live his better life. Truth and love are not opposed to each other. They complement one another. Truth really matters. I mentioned yesterday that relative truth seems to be the norm in our world today, doesn't it? My truth may not be your truth, but it's my truth. That's how it goes. In fact, there's only one absolute truth, we are told, and it's that there is no absolute truth. It's no wonder our young people are confused today. Well, as Christians, we have to be clear, unpopular though it may be, there is absolute truth. This truth is found in a person, in Jesus Christ. He said, remember from yesterday, I am the truth, John 14, verse 6. And that's why we need to listen to his truth and teach his truth and love his truth. John says to his hearers then and now that there are many deceivers out there, verse 7. So we need to know the truth and not be deceived, or we will drift away from our faith. Trish and I have seen so many people drift away from the faith over the years. It breaks our heart to see that. Now, verse 10 sounds a bit harsh, doesn't it? This is from the Message. If anyone shows up who doesn't hold to this teaching, don't invite him in and give him the run of the place. That would just give him a platform to perpetuate his evil ways and making you his partner. Wow. No messing there, is there? John's passion for the truth comes from his love for the Christians he's writing to. He loves them and so stands against those who would lead them astray. That's what true pastors do. If you're part of the STC family, know this day that you are loved by Tricia and I and all those on our staff team. You really are. We will always look to serve you in truth and love. To challenge you, yes, when necessary, but always, always to encourage and inspire you as best we can to live this better life of Jesus. love and truth, the two great foundations of the Christian faith, foundations to build a life upon. And both are found in the person of Jesus Christ. As we found yesterday, the key is to try and get the balance right. Too much truth and too little love comes across hard and unforgiving. But too much love and too little truth can appear as anything goes faith with no substance at all. And do you know what? There are times in my life when I've just not got this balance right. And you know, all of us go through that. We need to admit it. But that's why we need grace and forgiveness. Thanks be to God. Because when we do get it right, it is so attractive to others, seeing real, fallible people like you and me seeking to live lives of compassion and purpose, of truth and love. And that's always been our aim at STC. So Lord Jesus, bring it on even more. And here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, help me every day to live in that tension between love and truth, compassion and purpose. Not just in the big things, but in the everyday, ordinary, small things of my life. Lord, would you bless me this day that I may be a blessing to others. Amen. 2 John chapter 1, verses 7 to 13 from the NIV Bible. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your sister, who is chosen by God, send their greetings. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. We could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. share.